get into the sugya, just a little bit of an update. We're holding in the other sugya. The Maisa, I had hoped, I do want to do the sugya excise, and we'll do it now, you know, the points I want to get to, or at least try. But we do have some points left in the other sugya which we need to really touch on. Simon Reish Yud deals with the shear of Kazayis and the shear of Shtiyah, Kamal Lugma, which Tosis raises. So we need to see that. In Reish Vav, there's a few sifrim which deals, Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, which talks about a case where the person makes a bracha and then he drops the item. And that's that has a lot of hashlachot, halacha l'maisa. That's your water fountain, Shilas. So we have to see that as well. And then there's a few points in Reish Hay, which I really want to see. But so at my beginning next month, we'll pick up those few points before we start the next sugya. So let's focus now here on this. So you learn the sugya of Kazayas. There really are potentially three different sugyas in the sugya of Kazayas. There's the sugya mitzad the Gemara itself, the definition of a revius, of a kebeya, of a kezayas. That's one sugya. There's a second sugya which deals with niskatno habeyim. Do we say that the shiurim which the Gemara gives, we need to tweak them for bizman hazeh, which this. So a lot of people, when they learn the sugya of Kazayas, you know, a lot of the shurim which they give, you know, in the shul about the size of a Kazayas, they start with that question. The famous question, you know, but really there's a much more basic question is what does the Gemara say Kazayas is to start with before we get to whether it changed. And then there's this machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Chaim Noah and the calculations, the practical calculations of even after said and done. It's like Rosh Hashanah says, he doesn't understand how we have machlokes, what the measure is. Like everybody should, you want to argue what measure you should use, but once whatever we agree what the measure it is, like we're arguing how much the size of a beya is. We agree the beya didn't change size. Okay, fine. And we have different answers how big a beya is. Something funny, like, you know, everybody's using their local beya, you know, like, so that becomes. And that's really the third sugya. So, I mean, to put a packet of the Mechlokes in the Chazon Ish and Rechaim Noah is very difficult. Rechaim Noah wrote three sorim on it. And see, you know, Shira Torah, Shira Mitzvah, and the Shira Mikvah. He wrote Shira Torah, the Chazon Ish wrote back Hasagas, then he wrote Shira Mitzvahs, then he Chazibar Hasagas, and then he wrote Shira Mikvah. So, it's when the packet is three sorim big, you know, like you to pick out the protim. So maybe I'm not going to try and get into that for now. But I do want to start with the first sugya itself, which how does the Gemara understand the size of a kezayis? I mean, did it the Gemara? How big is a kezayis? What are we looking at? And it's fascinating that there's no Gemara which comes out explicitly and tells you that, because. By the Gemara, apparently the size of a kezayis was a kezayis. Right? What? Right? Which seems very logical, right? But we start putting it in different terms, so let's see the sugya. We're going to focus on some real basic Gemara for now. So the Gemara over here is dealing with the halachas of putting down an Erev. So Ruvit Tchumen, first was Ruvit Tchumen, so the shear he puts a Ruvit Tchumen has to be the shear of Mosin Shtei Sudas. So just Agav, so that's if you put down bread, you have to put down the Mosin Shtei Sudas. You put down something which is Malapas as a pass, you put down the amount of Malapas you would use for Mosin Shtei Sudas, so it's going to be less. So that's the famous eights that people use pickle juice. You know, pickle juice is considered Malapas as a pass, people use it to dip their bread into Malapas as a pass. So the amount that you need, or ketchup, you know, how much ketchup during the one big jar of ketchup might be Mosin Shtei Sudas for many, many people. So you need to make multiple Ruvit Tchumen. Ruvit Chetzeris, multiple people can use the same Ruvit Chetzeris. Ruvit Tchumen, each person has to put their own. That's the Mosin Shtei Sudas. So if you're putting rolls, it starts adding up. You know, you have this big thing of rolls. You put a big jar of ketchup, so you get a lot of people in that one jar. So that's the Eitzah, and they, you know, the cities like in Muncie, the hospital is outside. It's outside of the tchum, but it's within. If you make room at tchum, you can reach it. They try to measure how many people each Shabbos might be going to the hospital, walking back and forth. Now with COVID, travel that's different. I don't know what it is, but they would make a ruvi tchumen for 40 people, one big jar of ketchup. Right, so that's the eight. So my submission says, but if you're using bread, the shear has to be shear from Moshe Sudas. So the lumpness of that is because since you put your meals, because I'll say that the person is his ikar makom is where his bread is, where his food is. That's what people define their makom. So my makom is where the food is. So I have my two Shabbos sudas out there. So that's my makom. So I have to have the mazon of shtei sudas. Each person needs a mazon of shtei sudas for each individual who's going to use the ruvit chumen. Mazon al chavul of the Shabbos. If Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Mazon al the Shabbos al the chav. Mazav is having skavon lahakom. So Rameir is under the assumption that the weekday meals are smaller than the Shabbos meals. So you can make your kviyas makom by putting two weekday meals worth, even though that's smaller. Rehuda says he's under the assumption that Shabbos meals are smaller because you eat three meals on Shabbos, only two meals during the week, and generally you used to eat two meals. So Meila, you can use the smaller Shabbos meals and get your kviyas. Now, I don't understand the machlokes and metzias. You know, what do people do? I have no idea, but I'm not going to get involved in that. Because the lamas is the person is kavua where his pas is. So if during a weekday that's considered a food, that's two meals worth of food. So I feel a kavias there. That's where my malkum is. So the whole thing is that the rabbanon. So they each one is trying to find the smaller amount. Okay. So the Rameir and Yehuda do not give us a set amount. And pasha is according to Rameir and Yehuda. This is actually subjective. It depends on the person. So if I'm a larger person and I have smaller meals during the week and larger meals on Shabbos or vice versa, whatever it is, but whatever my meals are, that's what I put there. So you have one fellow who's 4'9" and he weighs 80 pounds, and one person is 6'4" and he weighs 300 pounds. They're putting different amounts for their meals. According to Rameir and Yehuda. Fine. So they don't do a set amount. But Rabbi Yochanan and Baroika and Rabbi Shimon give a set amount. Chazal were a kaviyas of an amount. Rabbi Yochanan and Baroika are mikikar, mipundian, midalas, soy, and besela. So if in the wheat market they're selling 4 saw of wheat for a sela, so the baker goes to the wheat market and he buys 4 saw of wheat for a sela. He comes back to his bakery and he makes loaves. So I walk into the bakery and I say, I have a pundian, which is 1/48 of a sela. And I want to buy a kikar. So how big of a kikar do I get when there's 4 saw for a sela? How big is a kikar that I get when I buy a pundian? In other words, it's going to be the Pasha reading of the Mishnah, that Rashi points out, is so if a pundian is 1/48 of a sela, and there's 4 saw in a sela, so a pundian will give me 1/12 of a saw. Okay, there's 6 kav in a saw, so it would be a half of a kav. So so he says that the shear of 2 sudas is a kikar, which is a half a kav. That's what the Pasha's reading of the Mishnah is. The Mora is going to challenge that. Okay, that's fine. You know, that's an acceptable amount. The Braisa seems to say not like that. The Braisa comes out, you know, that would be assuming that the Chedvani is just a buying it and then selling it at the same cost that he bought the wheat. No chavani does that. He has a markup. He has a markup because he's using wood. He has a markup because he has to pay for the cost of maintaining his store. He has a markup because he has workers. So he has multiple reasons why he's going to mark it up. So where it comes out that the actual amount would be that if based on just the wheat, he would get a chatzikav, he's going to mark it up 100% on that. So it's only going to be a quarter of a kav. For a punta, you're going to get a quarter of a kav. A kicker, which is a quarter of a kav. That's Rabbi Yochanan Breika. Yeah, that makes sense so far, right? Say yes. Okay, thank you. Okay. If Shimon comes like this, and Shimon says, "Shtei yodas l'kikar misholosh l'kav." See, he's picturing loaves, which each loaf is a third of a kav, as opposed to. What you're getting is not a full, but you're using two thirds of that loaf, so that's 2/9 of a kav. Right, there's three loaves in a kav, and each loaf you're using 2/3 of it. One loaf you're using 2/3 of one loaf, so 2/3 of one loaf, and each loaf is 1/3. So it's 2/9 of a kav. So it comes out. Rabbi Yochanan Breika is saying one is, and that's two meals worth. Right, so means one meal is 1/9 of a kav. Because Rabbi Yochanan Breika, you're using a quarter of a kav for two meals, which means each meal is 1/8 of a kav. So according to Rabbi Yochanan Breika, the meal is 1/8 of a kav. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the meal is 1/9 of a kav. And the more it says, the Bryce says that they're pretty close to each other. Numbers-wise, they're fairly close.
Is it clear why Rabbi Yochanan Breika talked about currency in his
cheshbon? I don't know. Right. Now, the Mishnah continues, it says, Chetz to the Beis HaMenuchah. So there's a din in the Torah that if a person walks into Beis HaMenuchah wearing clothing, there's a bias which has its saras on it. So the halacha is that he becomes tummy immediately as soon as he walks into the building. But his clothing only becomes tummy if he stays there the time to eat a meal. Well, if this size is two meals, so half of it is one meal. So the half of this amount is the amount of food which we're talking about, which would be called a meal, that Chazal said this is a meal, that if you stay the time it takes to eat this amount, the beggar becomes tamei. And Rashi calls that kedei achilas pras. It's called pras, because it's pras means a portion or a piece that you break off. So if your kicker, according to your kicker is two meals worth, so you break it in half, and that's one meal's worth. So that pras, that piece that you're referring to, is a meal's worth. Kedei achilas pras is another way to say one meal's worth. And that's the shear, which is on the halacha of kedei achilas pras. The time it takes to eat that amount is the time which would generate tuma for the begadim in Beis HaMenuchah. But in Reb Shimon, Rashi points out, even though for an Erevin, he says that this kicker is three meals worth. Two meals is 2/3 of a kicker, which means a whole kicker is three meals worth. But that's for Erevin, because we're Mermekel. But regards to Beis HaMenuchah, we use the whole kicker. So the whole kicker is 1/3 of a kav, and half of that is the shear of pras. So chetzia is not going on the Chetzia is going on the size of the kicker, the full kicker, not 2/3 of the kicker. According to Rav Merka, we're looking at the kicker, and we're saying half of that is kedei achilas pras. And according to Shimon, we're looking at the kicker, and we're saying half of that is kedei achilas pras. Just by the regard, you got to be, Erevin, Rav Merka has the size of the meal for Erevin, and for Tumas, Beis HaMenuchah is the same. According to Shimon, it's not the same. So that I'll just do out the work out the math, right? So there is so we're starting with a kav, right? So it's a third of a kav or either this loaf is going to be a third of a kav, or this loaf is going to be the loaf is going to be a quarter of a kav, right? So a kav, how many kebeya are in a kav? So there's 6 kebeya in a loig, and there's 4 loig in a kav. So it means there's 24 bayim in a kav. Right? So a quarter of a kav, 24, divided by 4 is 6. And a third of a kav is 8. That's 2 meals worth. That's the size of the kav. So you divide that loaf in half. So if you start with a loaf, which is, there's 4 loaves in the kav, each loaf is 6, so half of that is 3. That's 3 kebayim, it's a kleichilus pras. That's the size of a pras. If you say it's 1/3, so if it's 1/3, means you, so it's 8 kebayim is a full loaf, and half of that is 4 kebayim. So that's where you get the shear of 4 kebayim. So the shear of pras is either 3 kebayim or 4 kebayim. Means the shear of a minimal size meal is either 3 kebayim or 4 kebayim. So when we discussed the kechilas pras, we spoke about how, you know, the din of the Magen Avraham, that if you eat 3 bayim or 4 bayim, that's considered that you ate a meal, so Pasuk B'Kisdin now upgrades to Hamoitzi, because the Gemara says that this is considered a meal. So how much is it? Well, it's either 3 bayim or 4 bayim, it depends on your Pasuk. Like your Pasuk, like your Rechem Roika, it's 3 bayim, according to Shimon, it's 4 bayim. Right? According to Rechem Roika, each loaf is 6 bayim, and that's the loaf we're talking about, and half of that is kreichilus pras. Half of that is the pras of a meal, which means that according to Shimon, not the Gabi Yom Kippur, not the Gabi Erevin, the Gabi Ruvit Chumen is a different cheshbon, but the Gabi everything else in the Torah, we look at the full loaf. The full loaf is 8 kebayim, and half of that is 4 kebayim. So the Rambam passes is like a Rechem Breika. And therefore, he calculates the shear of Kedechilis Pras based on eating 3 kebayim. Rashi, in multiple places, Shabbos, passes like Rav Shimon. So therefore, the size of a loaf is 4 kebayim. The size of a loaf is 8 kebayim, and the size of a pras is 4 kebayim. So the issue of 3 bayim or 4 bayim is, how do we pass in this, here in the Mishnah, between the Rechem ben Breika and Rav Shimon, between the Rambam and Rashi. So that's chetzio lebeis manuga. The chetzio little zogbiya, because I made a tekana that even though eating oichlam tameim does not make a person tameim, because oichlam cannot be matama adam. But Chazal made a tekana drabonon. The person eats a chati pras. So remember, so the loaf is, let's say, according to Shimon, is 8 bayim. So a pras, which is half of the loaf, is 4 bayim. A chatzi pras is 2 bayim. The person eats 2 bayim, he's considered tomei.
Maybe this is if he eats like chazir or something?
No, he eats hilchos tumen tahara, not iser. The person eats a loaf of bread, which is became tomei, so he becomes tomei hilchos tumen. Now he can't eat truma anymore, etc. Okay. So that's the cheshit of the Mishnah. So the more it comes out, the machlokes to the Meir and Yehuda, they're arguing the pashut. Does the person eat more in Shabbos? Does the person eat less in Shabbos, etc. And the more brings up Reisa, Rechem Breika says, "Tanu b'krayim the ram liyah shavim." So they're fairly similar. The more says they're not similar, because. And the more, and how we assume that the size of the kicker was based on the wheat market without any markup. We're not discussing buying it of the chadvani, or what he, how much he marks it up. He's giving us based on that. So the chara, it's a half a kav. And according to Shimon, you're getting 9 meals. You're getting 9 meals in a kav, and according to him, you're getting 4 meals. In a kav, half a kav is 2 meals. It means one meal is a quarter of a kav. You're getting 4 meals in a kav, and according to Rav Shimon, you're getting 9 meals in a kav. The price says they're very similar. Me dami, the Rav Yehuda are both sudos of the kav. Rav Shimon teshus sudos of the kav. Rav Chis said, "Same in shlish the chavani." The chavani marks up a third. So the cost when you pay a pundin, you're not getting a quarter of a kav. So you're not getting a half a kav, I'm sorry. You're getting less than that. You're getting a third of a kav. The Gemara says, "Vakati the mar tisha the mar shis." So the chavoni, when you buy for chavoni, half of the money you're paying for is for the chavoni's profit margin, not for the cost of the wheat. So it means you're only getting a quarter of a kav, not a half a kav. Vakati lamar tisha lamar tamni. So it comes out in a kav according to Yerachem Roika, you get two meals and a quarter, which means you get. There are eight meals in a kav. Every quarter gives you two meals. So it means two times four is eight. According to Shimon, there's three loaves in the kav, and each one is three meals worth. So you get nine meals. That's the price it means, that they're fairly similar. All right, if you do your math, let's say in percentages, so each meal is... according to one, him is 1/8, him is according to 1/9. So 1/8 is 12.5%, and 1/9 is 11%. That's not very different, right? 11% and a fraction. Okay, the more esakasha of the steering, Rechista depends who's paying for the wood. Okay, so, but again, but that's the cheshvan for Erevin. But the Gabi, everything else, Shimon doesn't look at the, each kav is two meals. I said that wrong. According to Shimon, everywhere else he does not look at each kikar is three meals. Each kikar is only two meals. So he's only getting six meals in a kav. According to Rechem Ruch, he's getting eight meals in a kav. So he ends up in that sense. Whereas over here he's being more makel and saying you're getting more meals. The guy with everything else he's being more machmer. We're going to say it. He's getting less. Each meal is larger than Rabbi Yechim and Baruch. By Erevin, each meal is smaller than Rabbi Yechim and Baruch. Okay. So it's important for us to translate these into Kebayim, because that's when we start getting into the sugya of the size of a Kezayis. A lot of the discussion of the Kezayis is the relationship between the Kezayis and the Kebayim. So I sent you a chart into your email, and I also brought a copy here somewhere. I don't know where it went to. I made a chart which gives you, thank you. So those of you who were here when we did this for the holiday shiur on a few years ago. And so I put a chart in the back. So there are six bayim in a loig. There's six loig in a kav, and there's four kav did that wrong. Okay, I have to look at that again. Okay. So there's six bayim in a loig, and there's four log in a cup. Right. So I did that. Okay, whatever. Okay. There's four log in a cup, so that means a 24 bayim. There's 24 bayim in a cup. So we start talking about the size of the meal. We're going to start talking about it in the size of three bayim or four bayim, which is the gabi that. Now the more then takes it a step right through. Tani b'chatzi chatzi chetzia, the tamei tumas oichla. So according to Shimon, we started with el kikar, which we're saying that each kikar, there's 24 bayim in the kav. Each kikar is a third. Each kikar is eight. So half of that is the shear for Besa Manuga. That's four. Half of that is the shear for Tumas Kaviyah. The person eats Oichlam Tumayim becomes Tumay. That's two Kaviyah. And a half of that, which is one Kaviyah, is the shear for Tumas Oichlam. That Oichlam has the Dini Tumah, not on the person who eats it, but the Oichlam itself the shear for tumas oichlim is a kebeya. Now that's machlokes rishonim, what that means. Does it mean that the oichel less than kebeya is not makabel tuma b'chalal, or it means that it can't be matam anything else? Oichel can be matam mashka, oichel can be matam oichel in certain scenarios. Well, how much oichel? There's shiurim of tuma. And the vela, the shear of tumah in the vela is a kazayas. If you have less of a kazayas in the vela, it's not matam or something. It's tamay, but it can't transfer tumah to something else. There's just a certain amount of it. A sheretz, the shear is kadasha. Right? So nevela is a shear is a kazayas. A mace, the shear is a kazayas. Oichlim to matam or something else, need a kebeya. Tosis, now, that's according to Rishimin. According to Rishimin Broika, It'll be 3/4 of a kebeya, would be the shear for tumas oichel. Right, because you're starting with the heels. There's with 4 loaves in a kav, so each loaf is 6 bayim. So half of that for shear of achilas pras for based on manuga is 3 bayim. The din of tumas kebeya is half of that, so that's 1.5 bayim, and half of that is 3/4 of a bayim. And kol and gan shas, the Gemara says that the shear for tumas oichlim is a kebeya. So Tosis in the next page brings a raya from the we pass like Reb Shimon, because based on the math we're doing right now, according to Reb Shimon, the share of tumas eichlim is a kebeya, and according to Reb Rechem of Roika, it's less than a kebeya; it's 3/4 of a kebeya. And everyone shas the standard assumption always is the share is a kebeya, so it must be pass like Reb Shimon, and that's Tosis as well. We pass like Reb Shimon. Which in the Gea, that therefore the share of Achilles Pras is 4 bayim. The Rambam paskins like a Rechem and Breker. Okay. So the Mor says, Matani, my time, Aloy Tony, tell me to Mazaklan. So tell me, Chatzel, basically, Chati Chatzel. Say, keep going and tell me that Chati Chati Chatzel is the Tumazaklan. It's not exact. Tanya kama shir chatzi pras beis beim chazer kima divri rivihuda rivyosher beis beim masochekos shir rabbi beis beim v'oid kama v'oid echad miyasim bebeim. We'll have a tumas oichlin. Tanya rinasin rabdosi amru kebeish amru kamoy kliposa chamer mekamoy b'lo kliposa. So now the more introduces an interesting question. When you talk about an egg, what are you talking about? You're talking about the egg with the shell. So there's the thickness of the shell, and there's also the airspace. All eggs come with an airspace. So if you're talking about an egg with a shell, you're adding a volume onto the egg. If you're talking about the egg without the shell, I mean, and out the airspace, so it's smaller. So so what's the shear? So Nelson and Dyson say the shear is kebeya kumoy ukukiposa. It's an egg in its shell. The chomer mekamoya b'lekipos. The chomer say that's the shear of the egg without the shell.
Cooked
egg. Yeah, obviously. It's hard to measure a non-cooked egg without the shell. Yeah. So the subject of the law is that the egg doesn't change size based on the cooking, but it does change in the size because once you take off the shell, so you were able to. You take away the shell and the air bubble inside of the egg. So take a look at the page, whatever it is, the Miri. It's like three pages in here. Okay. So now the question is. When the Mora uses the shear of oichlim, the shear of kebeya, so now you have an interesting question. Does it mean with the shell or without the shell? And the next question is, are they always the same? Is the word kebeya, which is found in Shas, always the one or always the other? Maybe it depends what you're talking about. Okay? Pirish, beyim the shear masnisin marbi kliposa. That's the main shot. Okay, so tumas oichlim is defined because Chazal say the Chazal darshan the drasha of Tumas Eichlim is kibay. Why? Hide Tumas Eichlim pierce the Tami Eichlim. That's fine. Because it says Mekalach Hashem Yochel. Keep reading. It has to be without a klipa. Why? Because the Chazal's drasha that the shear of Tumas Eichlim is kibay. Why? It's more chomer than the nevela. It's less chomer. Why kibay? Because I'll say, it says, Mikolach HaShayach, Rashi brings this drasha in Chumash. It's referring to the size of an oichel, a person can eat bebasach, which because I'll say is a kebeya. Now, when you're eating kebeya, usually you're eating without the shell. Right? When you're eating a kebeya, usually you're eating without the shell. Right? You're eating a beya. Right? Medoshin oichel shatu yochel achil bebasach, who kebeya, but lakipa. Kamina ba'alma, in basically, machzak yersim, bebeya, son of girlis. Right? So when you're discussing the shear of kebeya, gabatumas oichlim, that size is not the same size as our Mishnah. So the Mora says the reason why we didn't say this in the Mishnah is because they're not the same shear. I can't say chati 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 chetzio because it's not really true, not really correct. Because whereas the calculations of the Mishnah are referring to a volume. Yeah, I'm not eating eggs. I'm eating flour. I'm eating bread. I'm measuring the bread against the volume of eggs. That's referring to solid eggs in their shells. And I'm measuring the bread against that volume of those type of eggs. So those are eggs with the klipa. But the din of Tumas Oichlim, that the shear is a kebeya, it's not. So I started out with this loaf, and I got down to this thing, this amount, which is 1/8 of the original loaf. No, it's not. It's less than 1/8 of the original loaf. It's not a chati, 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 chetzia. Chati, chati, chetzia. It's the chetzia, the chati, chetzia. And this is less than half of that because we're just discussing a different type of egg. We're talking about an egg without the shell.
He says,
the Braisa did say chati, chati, chetzia. So the Braisa says chati, chati, chetzia. Right, so the Braisa is saying that it's fairly similar. That's what we'll call it for now. It's fairly similar, but the Mishnah didn't want to say it because it's not precise. So that's how the Miri understands. Which, when you understand how it's used in halacha, it's almost mukhrach. Why? Let's do the math. He's right. Tumas Eichlim kebeya means because you're eating an egg. Right. Marshall, we saw shir challah. So what is shir challah? Shir challah is based on the size of an omer. An omer is an Asiris Eifa. An Eifa is 3 saw. So a saw, there's six bayim in a loig. There are four loig in a kav, and the 6th kav in a saw. So 6 times 6, right? There's 24 times 6, right? There's 24 bayim in a kav, and then there's times 6. 24 times 6 is 144. 3 saw is 144 times 3, which is 432. 1/10 of that is 42.2 bayim. So that's the shir challah. Right? That's how we get to the shir challah being 43.2 bayim. Because it's the pasuk says or series or efa, and it says chala. The pasuk says reishis arusichem. Today I see the that you had in the midbar, which you got. Everybody got an omer. So remember, I told you then. So that was 2 meals worth. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav said so it means 1 meal is it's half of that. It's 21.6 bayim. That's the size of a meal. All right. So this 3 bayim, 4 bayim is much more kuladik. Right, but you sit down. The average meal, according to him, is much larger. The Aruch HaShulchan also assumes like that. Most Pesachim say that the shear is kedei sudas berkavir, which is much more than 3 or 4 bayim. People eat more than that. Okay, so now, what size eggs are we talking about, with shells or without shells? So you open up your tour, and the tour says, "Oh, how do you calculate it? You calculate it using eggs. They actually took eggs and they used them. The eggs and the shells." So that means the assumption of all of the Rishonim when they make these calculations, The Beis Yosef, everybody agrees, they make the calculations, they use eggs in their shells. They take an average size egg and they would measure it with eggs. They didn't have, you know, fancy, we go to the store and we get this, you know, thing, it says exactly, you know, the Jewish measure, you know, it tells you the size of a kazayas and it has the size of a shekel, you know. They didn't have that, but they had to figure it out. They did it with eggs. How they do it, right? So you take a big bucket and you fill it up with water. Pour out X amount of the water, half of the water into another bucket. Put eggs in. 43 eggs. Then pour the water back in. The amount of water which stays in the other bucket is the amount the size of 43 eggs. Because originally this one was full. You took some of the water out. Now you filled up some of the space with eggs. And then you fill up the rest of the space with the water. So whatever water was left behind is the amount of displacement of the eggs. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the Torah says to do it. But he uses eggs. He does eggs with a shell. So we're discussing the calculations of the Mishnah of which works with the compared to Kav, etc. All those calculations are based on eggs with a shell. But the din of oichel that you can eat is totally in an egg without a shell. That's very important. Why? Okay, so Tosis, next page. Tosis says we pass like Rav Shimon, because we know Tumas Oichlam and all Shas is Kebeya. So I got a problem. So, because the more before it says that the size of two meals is 18 grovers. I'm sorry. If you don't like math, this is not, you know. So the more in payment bays, right before the Mishnah. The Shtei Sudas Havin Shmurna Esrei Grogers. Two meals is 18 grogers. So two meals, which according to Rav Shimon is, right, is eight bayim. Well, actually, it's talking about Erevin. Is two-thirds of eight bayim. So two-thirds of eight bayim is five and a third, right? Right? Everybody with me? One-third of eight, right, is two and two-thirds. You multiply two and two-thirds times three. Two times three is six, and two times two-thirds... I'm sorry. You multiply two and two-thirds times three. Three times two is six, and three times two-thirds is two. So you take eight and you divide it by three, you get two and two-thirds. So you double that, two and two-thirds plus two and two-thirds, two and two is four, and two and two-thirds is four-thirds, which is five and a third. So it's five and a third bayim. The more it tells me is 18 grogers. Okay? So Tosis says, I got a kasha. Hikra ben otam. The fair case of Mishtat in Tanan, Rishimon or Bez Yod is the kikra Mishal Shakav, the Hanashir Shtei Sudas is He Bayim Ushlish Bayim. Shakikra Hu Ches Bayim, Kishachalak Yud Ches Gergis, Lachomish Bayim, Mishal Rishlish Bayim. The Zev is a Havi Shir Shtei. So now we're telling you that 8 Bayim and 18 Gergis are both the same size for Erevin. So how many Gergis are in a Bayim? Right? There's five and a third, which is 16 thirds. There's five and a third bayim, and there's 18 grogers, right? So it's be'erich. So Tosis says that the math is the chol beya sholosh grogers v'gimel shmini shal grogers. So each beya has 3.375, 3 3/8 of a grogers. It's actually 3.39, but 3.375 is close enough. 3 3/8. Right? So if you take 5 and a third is 16 thirds. So 16, each, this amount of bayim is 16 one-thirds of a bayim, and this is 18. It's a little bit smaller than that. Okay. So far, what's wrong with that? The problem is, Gergis Kedalim Kizayis. The Gemara says that in Sefer Shabbos that a gerger is a little bit larger than a kazayas. Okay, so far so good. So how many kizaisim are in a kebeya? If there's three and three ace grogers in a kebeya, there's three and a half kizaisim in a kebeya, right? But now we get to a problem. What's the problem? Parabas of the Yuma, Shir Chacham, and the Ain basically a machzekas yosimi kebeyas tanagarlus. That's the more it says, that the person can eat a kebeya at one shot. That's what you can swallow at one time. And the priest says, Parakomer Lord, meaning the Gabi Yeshoichal Chila Achas, the Ain basically a machzek yosimi beis zaysim. You can only eat two zaysim at one time. You can eat one kebeya one time. You can eat two zaysim at one time. And each kebeya is three and a half zaysim. So we got a math problem. That's Tosfos Kash.
He has to be eating the same amount of zaysim that is equivalent to one.
Well, that's the Gemara says. You can swallow one kebeya one time. That's one Gemara. The Gemara says you can swallow two zaysim one time. It's another Gemara. Look, our Tosfos is assuming there's a time which suggests that, you know, it's harder to eat zaysim because they're more bitter and they're sharper, but the Rishonim assume that we're discussing size, we're not discussing the flavor.
So according to that, two
kizaisim
would be a
bit. Two kizaisim would be a kebeya, and here we worked out the math. According to Rishimin, he says we pass like Rishimin. Right? So remember the Gabi Ervin, Rishimin has a smaller size. Rechem Verukah has the larger size, right? The Gabi, everything else, Rishimin has a larger size. But the Gabi Ervin, Rishimin says each kikker, there's two-thirds of a kikker, and each meal is one-ninth, and remember the kikker are eight, you're only using two-thirds for your meal. And the Gemara here says that's the size of 18 gurgers. It means there's three and three eighths gurgers at every kebeya, and the Gemara tells you that a gurger is bigger than a kazayas. And so, fine. So that's Tosis' problem. That how do I know what's my right passing of Shimon? So maybe this is not going like a Shimon. Well, but we pass that the shear of Tumas Eichlim is a kebeya. You can call it an all of Shas, and that's true according to Shimon. So we assume we pass it Shimon, so this Gemara has to ship with Shimon, and it doesn't work. So this says, no, Varmari, the Kula Tanoi Havi Kebeya Tumas Eichlim. That's not part of the Machlokes. And he cashes it out in the Gemara how that should be true, etc. He says, so therefore I have no right, we pass like a Shimon. So Tosfos says, therefore, we can pass in like Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda. How shall the kashmi like four lines on the bottom? The shtei sudas shall erev like hamlon krib shimon ella oikrib meir or krib yehuda, and the more we're here saying we're giving you a new shear of 18 gurgers, which is a meal. But how many kebeim? I don't know. It doesn't say. So then I can go back to my original assumption. I got a gemara tells me that you can swallow an egg and you can swallow two kazesim. So it means it's very we can belie with that fact that the relationship of a kebeya to a kazayas is half. What size beim are we talking about? Beim that you swallow. So we're talking about beim without a klipa. So I take my egg and I measure the volume of the egg. After I take off the klipa, half of that is a kazayas according to Tosfos. Okay, the Rambam. Pass like a rechem v'roika, and he says the Farish, next page. If once you get to certain of the people by eruv chaterus, Chazal say you never need more than two sudas worth by eruv chaterus. That's what's coming over here. Eruv tchumen you need for each person. Eruv chaterus, each person gives a kagurgus. Once you have 18 people, you never get more than that. It's shtei sudas shehem kishmoyna eser gurgus shehem kishesh beyim benenis. See, Pasan Rechim and Breker, that the shear is 6 bayim. And he paskins, that's 18 gergers. So now that math is very easy. Right? There's 3 gergers. There's 3 gergers in each bayim. And a kazayah is smaller than that. So the relation of a kazayah to a kebayah is 1/3. Now, the 1/3 he's talking about, what size eggs are we talking about? Some of the eggs of the Mishnah, which are not the eggs with the shell. Right? So the Rambam is 1/3 of the egg, and Tosfos is 1/2 of the egg, are not the same egg. Yeah, with me? Is everybody with me? All right, so that's a very important nakuda. So, when I want to know, when we take an egg and we say, well, you know, nowadays it's katan obeyim, you know, we need to look at the eggs, and then we'll figure out the relationship with the kazayas based on the eggs. That's very nice. What size egg are we talking about? We're talking about an egg with a shell or not a shell? Well, the answer is depends. If you're going like Rashi, if you're going like Tosfos Shita, which Rashi goes with, the answer is egg without a shell. You're going in the Rambam sheet, the answer is eggs with a shell. The Rashi, according to Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos, it's half of an egg without a shell. According to the Rambam, it's 1/3 of it. It's at most, it's less than, we don't know, so we don't know exactly how much less. So we go with 1/3. It's 1/3 of an egg with a shell. All right? But to Paskin, a half of an egg with a shell, nobody says. Like, it's not even something you can be combine chumras. It's a pasha, it doesn't work. Why am I stressing this? Because if you look at Rashi, you look at the Mishnah Berurah on page whatever. Shir Zayas. Mechaber says in Tav Pevav, after going through the halachas of Pesach, of, you know, the mitzvahs, etc., he said, well, how big is the kazayas? Yeshem the habik chati bay. Okay? That's the Tosfos in Chulin, etc. You eat a biyachal with a matmat, fine. Zot Mishabur is a cut in olive. Chati bay, a benin is im kliposa. So the Chazanish says, I don't know what you're talking about. So, the cloud doesn't shy, such a sheet. Chazanish, you know, everybody jumps on this Mishnah Berurah. Okay? That's around the Kazayas of Kashish Bay. If I am going to run, maybe you're a girl, Masha Kosa Vizet. Then you dinner, you see Mitzah Raisa, Mitzah Say, the Achilles Matzah, you're Sarko Lecho, Al Kaponim, Kachatzi Bay, unless you're a Chayla. And then you should rely on the Ramba. You need the boards are bonded, yes, you have any Machu Kashish Bay. Near the ain lahaka was there. If you're making a bracha, you should use the larger shear. Right. So now the shaila is the Mishnah Berurah means to machmer the eat a kachatzi beya, and he's machmering in kliposa, which nobody says. Right. That's how he's paskening. So at the last page of the your booklet. So Rav Shlomo Miller's Haskama to the Sefer about Hilchos Kazeisim. Daiti Yeshiva Lagar Ma Mashkos of Grua Basiate Begam Chazanish Nochi Kain Ladidah the Kazayas Kasher Chatzi Beya Beli Klipasa. Shul Shlish Beya Im Klipasa. The Goyin says, and we'll see the Grua, that the Goyin says, what's the relationship between the two? The difference between the with the Klip without the Klipa means that a third of a Beya without the Klipa and a half of the Beya. A third of a bayah with the klipa and a half a bayah without the klipa are the same size. So to be machmer, half a bayah in the klipa, we don't pass like that.
That means the klipa is shavat to half the bayah.
No, it's shavat to in the world of volume, that doesn't work like that. You add a little bit of a volume and you add a little bit of size, it adds a lot of volume.
So what's the ratio of the klipa?
So that's a hard question. Now, because nearly day in circle, you don't have to put all the sheetahs together. Marklem Shir Maruba Shabamas Yesh Bakamazim. Umarim Lechel Takol Tech Bez Minut. Vemes Beze Yesh Loden in Mikri Bakla Derech Achilo. Veshia Ainz Derech Anoch in Lechomats. He questions that's called the Maisa Achilo Bakla. Because you're not your Tzi Hilt. Right, but that's to be sure that this Shita, I mean, the Gros is not like it. We'll see the Gros, because he's coming out to steer in Shulchan Aruch. One place in Shulchan Aruch says over here, he says Kachatzi Be'ah. And another place he says Kashlish Be'ah. The Gros says not a Kasher. The Kachatzi over here is talking about a Kachatzi Be'ah without the Klippa. Over there, the Shish Be'ah with the Klippa. They're the same size. Okay? So this point that the Miri is pointing out, and the Gemuras which follow based on that, and the question of where the Rishonim are coming from, makes a big nafkamin. Tosfos is coming from his psak and the size of the relation of a Kazayas to a Kebeya, is based on the Gemara, the more in Yuma that you eat a Beya, and the more in Krisa that you eat two Kazayas, and you're talking about eating something. So you're eating without a Beya, without the Klippa. It's a half of the egg that you eat without a klipa. The Rambam is stuck that the third, or less than a third, right? But we use the third because we don't know exactly how much, is based on our Mishnah, which the Miri points out that all of the Cheshbon is when you're measuring volumes of the relationships between Kebeya and Kav, etc., that someone egg with the shell. And the Cheshbon of the Rambam, the two Gemaras tell me it's 18 Kegurgas, which we'll call 18 Kazesim for our purposes, and it's 6 Bayim, so it's each one is a third of an egg with a shell. Right? So that question is very important to understand. That's like people don't understand this Mishavur, the Kiddush of this Mishavur, and the Mechloikas, with the shell, without the shell, what's the argument? Right? You learn the Sugya, it jumps out at you. If you start, so you learn the Sugya, you realize which Makar they're coming from, it jumps out at you that. They're talking about apples and oranges.
So
Mishavur is Sarchi? Mishavur is Sarchi. The Chazir says he's Sarchi. They suggest the answers for Mishavur, but I mean, the Gross is very not like it. The Chazir comes out not like it. And Mishavur doesn't, it's not Nochas Bechlal, it's expand where he came from. So it's interesting. The Mice is Mishavur. If you're writing a Kazaya Sefer, so you bring the Mishavur Shita, and you say that there's another Shita which is smaller, which is quite reliable. That's how you say it, because you don't ignore Mishavur. So you don't say like, the Mishavur is the Chachil or whatever, however you say it. Right? But the Maisa, but then that seems to figure out. So the Gaon says that the relationship is mamish perfect. The Chazon Ish and others say you don't have to, leaving aside the answers here in Shulchan Aruch, we don't have to get involved in that's it's clearly a different size. What is the size? And this is a big deal amongst the Achronim. How do you look at the difference in size with the shell or without the shell? There's quite a different numbers were suggested. One says one's 1/10 of a difference, one says 1/4 of a difference. It's like, one of the interesting questions is, we discussed when we learned Tarubis that the shell of an egg is porous, right? Because we saw that the flavor goes, it's not an impervious barrier. That's because flavor goes in and out. That's why we discussed the halacha. If you have an efroyach, it will pass tuma into the oichel, iser into the oichel, because it's not impervious. It also means that there's evaporation which takes place. Number one. Number two, what's interesting is, what eggs are we talking about? The eggs that you see, that the airspace is not very big. You know why? The eggs in the airspace are very big. They don't go to market. Those are used commercially. They send it to the restaurants. Not all airspaces are uniform. They have a machine which tells... The main way you grade eggs, whether grade A or grade A or grade B, is based on the size of the airspace.
Airspace between the yolk and
There's a, you open up an egg, you see there's a little gap, there's a space between, not the yolk, but you know, there's the yolk and the white, and then there's a little bit of empty space inside the shell. Right? How big is that air sac? So the grade A eggs, grade AA eggs is what you usually get. It's very small. So like, really, it's so big? Yeah, the grade B eggs is much bigger. And we don't see them. They don't come. They don't sell them in retail. Those go for to the commercial usage. Right? The rest of it doesn't care. You know, they need X amount of volume of egg white or yolk, and they figure that out. They don't start with eggs. You know, they get a canned egg. You know, so they break it open, they put it into cans, and they sell it. You know, by that. So the airspace becomes irrelevant. So we don't know exactly what the normal size airspace is and it's actually the egg, Manufacturers Council of America, whatever it is, they have a set laws. There are laws, America, what's called a grade. So the airspace can be significant. So what's the average size egg? You know, A, B, they do things to prevent that, but when it sits in the shelf, it evaporates. Why do they? Everyone knows about the thing. You ever notice that they don't refrigerate eggs.
Right.
In America, they refrigerate eggs. You know why? They don't want it to evaporate. Because if it evaporates, you get more airspace. It doesn't look good opening up a thing. And Israelis couldn't care less. It's an egg. You know. But Americans, they're like, oh my gosh, there's so much airspace. You know. I'm going to sue you. You know. So you gave me an egg, which. So that's why they refrigerate them. They shouldn't evaporate. They also coat them sometimes to prevent evaporation. So the average egg, that air gap becomes larger as it evaporates. So what exactly is the relationship? You know, it's hard to look at your egg. It doesn't look so big. You know, when the Rambam comes along and says the relationship is enough to change the grossness, it's difference to change a third to a half. It's not so vital that there's such a possibility. Right, so to figure out exactly what the relationship is. So we'll talk about a little more next time. Exactly figure that out. So that becomes a very interesting question when you want to calculate the size of a kezias. The kezias exists. The only gemara which we have which ties these are the gemaras which tie a kezias to a kebeah. The gemara which says eating one bay and more eating two kezias, and the 18 gergers and the size of kezias vis-a-vis a gergers. And the mouth of Gergers vis-a-vis a kebeah. These are the Gemoras which tie them together. And that's why you have two sheets that are locked, so one third or one half. Now, the Gemara never tied them halachically together. So, I could come and say, nowadays the eggs change, but who said the kezeisim changed? Bisman Chazal, that was the relationship between the two. Does it have to stay constant? Lav dafka. So maybe nowadays you just look at a kezeis, it's a kezeis. And it's totally irrelevant to me the size of a kebeah, the relationship between a kezias and a kebeah. Why is that important? Because we have this other question, which we'll talk about next time, of the niskatnu abeyim, based on the Gemoras that say niskatnu abeyim. But the question is, who cares? Is that, am I more quick to follow that? So that's the famous slach, which the Mishnah Berurah argues on. But he says, by drash, you should be chashish for the slach. So now you understand how far the chumrah is. The old bigger than the slach is wrong, it's not niskat no bay. Bay aleph. Bays, we have a cloak is how big a kezias is anyway. And three, the Mishnah Berurah says, with a klipa. That's the kezaisim that Rosh Miller is getting nervous about. Like you're being mocked with three chumras. One of them is debatable, to mechloik is achronim. One of them is Mechlekes Rishonim, and one of them is, we have no idea where it comes from, even. And that's the kezias, which is being given as a standard kezias that everybody has to eat. So that's part of, that's the tifkeit of this chumrah that we're talking about.